You're listening to Pella High Softball, powered by Bank Iowa on the KRLS 3 stream on KNIAKRLS.com. Pella, a 10-0 win over Oskaloosa in six innings, joined by our co-McCall Monumental players of the game, Ella Corbin and Ava Curry. Ava, I'll start with you. Obviously, hitting was contagious here tonight. You got things going with a double, and from there, the floodgates open. What's it like to finally have a win like this here at Oskaloosa? It's been a long time since the Dutch, I think, have won here. And what was it like to see the offense really come to life here tonight?
We were just really hoping to jump on the pitcher first right off. We faced her before, so we know what she threw, and we were just ready to go after we faced Newton. We were ready to get a win. We were ready to put some runs on the board early on, and we did. And we really just knew defense needed to come around. We locked it down on defense, and hitting was really where it came around tonight.
Well, and Ella, it was frustrating on Monday. A couple of really close losses. You were in both games, had leads in both games. And then against Oskaloosa, they really took it to you on those two games back on your home diamond. What was different about tonight, and what did you guys talk about yesterday to get ready for tonight, knowing that Monday was really frustrating?
At practice, we did a lot of talking because, you know, recently with our game at Newton, we've gotten so close to that win, but we just haven't been able to finish. And so yesterday, a big part of our practice was talking about burning the boats, and that was a big thing that we talked about today, too, is that we're just leaving everything behind, and we're putting it all out on the field, and we're not going to reserve anything for anything for the next game. We're going to leave it all out on this game and burn the boats. So that was really what we talked about yesterday and what really led us into this game.
Well, and Ava, you talked about defense, and you had a front row seat to it. Up-and-coming pitcher Sage DeYoung has really come on as of late and has had some great games. I called her game against Knoxville, the one against Pella Christian. What has she done to really set the tone in the circle in some of these big games, and how has the defense been working behind her?
She hits her spots so well. Even if she lets up a walk or a hit, she'll come back next batter and she'll hit her spots, and she does everything pretty well, and she's just really good, and as how young she is, she's doing really well.
Well, and Ella, she's taken a lot of the load off of you. Last year, you had to pitch the majority of the innings. I think that was a thought coming into this season, but she has really emerged as that pitcher as of late. How have you tried to be a mentor to her and pass on your knowledge, knowing you've been in that circle for many years now, and what's it been like trying to develop this pitching staff in tandem here with Ava?
Yeah, pitching is such a mental sport, and it's such a mental position, and it's been really nice to be able to know that there's someone that has my back and who can come in and pick up the team and be able to do their job when I can't. And Sage has just been so great. She's such a positive person and able to smile through everything, and so it just makes our field a lot more confident that we can get the plays done as long as our pitcher is doing her job, and Sage does just that. She's so consistent.
Well, and Ava, and this is really a question for both of you, you've now exceeded last year's win total, and there's quite a few games yet to be had. You've got the postseason coming up, too, and you've really had some opportunities to maybe be even closer than you have been so far to winning more games. What has been the key difference this year, do you think, in winning some of these close games? Tonight, obviously, a bigger one. And how do you hope to keep that going forward to get into double-digit wins and to really get some momentum going into the postseason? Start with you, Ava.
Just really finishing. We've had a lot of games where we've had one specific inning that is just pretty much killed us, and a lot of teams have scored a lot of runs in one specific inning. So we've just really been working in practice, working on our defense a lot, and putting work in the offseason hitting wise. A lot of people, we were working, fixing swings, getting stronger, you know, and hitting was a really big piece, I think, came around this year.
Well, and Ella, you've watched this program through some really tough times. The COVID season 2 years ago, last year a lot of growing pains. What's it like to see some of this progress starting to come in? I'm sure you're happier part of it as a senior, but what's it like to know that the future, even beyond what's happening, these little things are going to keep growing and the momentum seems like it's going to keep going?
Yeah, it feels so good to have come from such a tough beginning high school career. And this was what we thought of all along. We knew that we were a young team a couple years ago, and we decided that we wanted to bring up the program as we aged, and that's exactly what we've done. And I feel like as I graduate and as this program continues, we're just going to keep increasing in skill and ability, and I just have so much high hopes for this program in the future.
Yeah, and one last question for each of you. What are your goals, knowing that the regular season's drawing to an end? What are the things you're hoping to accomplish before you do head into the playoffs, Ava?
Really just fight and keep moving on, make it best every game we can, make it as far as we can, and really just keep playing like we did tonight, pushing on them, getting on them really strong, and, just keep hitting the ball hard.
And Ella, for you?
really keeping our attitudes up. I feel like that's a big part of our game as well. As long as we have good energy and good attitudes, we can accomplish anything, stay loud, and be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Ava Curry, Ella Corbin joining us following the team's 10-0 win over Oskaloosa ladies. Huge congratulations on the big win, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will wrap things up in closing after this on KRLS 3.